Blog Talk Radio.
It's already starting. And there's a coming up music. Dr. John, it's Easter. We need to cut this stuff off.
He's trying to kill us. Rock and roll, not this.
Yeah, I mean, we're, what, 4 days out of Easter, and that's how we lead into tonight's broadcast, so.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
God,
why not?
Jesus, man. Welcome to Pop Culture Star.
You're here. We're all here.
Yeah. I've got to find out how to cut that music off. There's got to be a way I can do it. Oh, man. Today, 4/5/23. Hope everybody out there is doing fantastic and standing out here in a relatively nice, cool, light breeze evening here in Jacksonville. I'm going to light up a delicious cigar from Godfather Cigars. And
I wish I had one.
Yeah.
I gave mine away to my son.
That's one thing I won't do. I don't give away my cigars. You got to fight me for those. So
I hear you.
But the weather's supposed to go to pieces in 24 hours, and
rain.
Biblical proportions. Yeah, and the temperature's supposed to drop, and yada yada yada, and it's like whatevs. Sounds like a damn good excuse to sit in a recliner to me. But anyhow. On tonight's show, I'm going to light up while I introduce my most esteemed panel.
Do that.
My most esteemed panel of one people, one person, one people's. Anywho,
one people's, one pebbles.
We're one people's. We got this because the panelist this evening is none other than my very fine brother, the amazing Velvet. What is going on, Daddy-O?
Yay. Oh, man. In this area? Oh. Well, hopefully not to get flooded in this weekend.
Hmm.
But apparently that might happen.
Yeah, everything I'm seeing says, you know, ass deep on a Tyrannosaurus. So
pretty much.
We shall see. Because I know the last couple of times that I've seen where they've predicted, you know, the monsoon. We get, you know, 15 minutes worth of piss, and that's it.
Right.
Yeah. So,
yeah. I don't know. I think this one's gonna get us. I have a feeling we're gonna get a decent rain.
Now, is it coming in off the ocean, or is it coming from the southwest?
It's coming from Louisiana out of the Gulf. More coming out of the Gulf out the Panhandle. And it's going to catch up together and supposed to go all the way up the Mid-Atlantic area, all the way probably to New York. So we'll see.
Yeah, I was trying to explain to a friend of mine, he lives in Tennessee, and I was telling him, I says, it's kind of funny the weather here on the Carolina coast. And Velvet, you got it the same way down there in Ravenel. You're close enough to the beach to have that. If the weather is coming from the west, the ocean is your buddy because that Gulf Stream pushes or it deadens the
correct.
That's why a lot of times if you're looking at the map, you will see the clouds almost leaving like a little strip of land that's not getting any rain right along the coast. and then it will rain over the ocean. And it's because the ocean pushes the bad stuff back away. Now, on the other end of that, if you're getting a storm that's coming up off of the Atlantic, then we're in a world of shit.
Yeah, we're going to get
so,
it. But you're right. It's coming from the left. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I mean, if it ain't got to be a hurricane. If it comes up off that ocean, brace yourself.
Oh,
yeah.
You're getting it. Yeah, you're getting it. But the west, when it gets, if you've noticed, with all the tornado activity that's happened all the way through to Georgia, and then by the time it gets to Georgia, it looks like it just goes, fizzles out. And that's because of the ocean. It's the ocean air. It's the ocean itself.
Yep.
It sucks the life out of a storm coming from the west. And people don't understand that. And the biggest thing is, when I was a kid, we were Tornado Alley. We, thank God, knock on wood, we haven't had that kind of thing that Mississippi and Arkansas and Nebraska or anybody's had, that they've had. So I'm thankful for that. But when I was a kid, they said, oh, yeah, you're in Tornado Alley. Okay. Told me that for almost 50 years.
Yeah, tornadoes are the ones that really give me – tornadoes are up there with lightning where there's no warning. There's no running from it.
Nope.
Tornado, you can see a tornado 5 miles in the distance.
Yeah.
And do I run towards it? Do I run away from it? Do I run to the left, to the right? Because you have no idea where this damn thing's going.
No.
And,
no, it's unpredictable.
Yeah, and I've been out in fields before, not in fields, been around the flat, and on just a stormy day have seen leaves funneling up, and then they kind of dissipate. And it's like, man, you know, if it could start that easy, you know, then you turn on the TV and you see these things that are just like these huge.
Yeah.
Hey, I couldn't imagine. Ah, man, I don't even like talking about it because.
No, we had
I mean,
we had some lightning strikes on the churches downtown, and they've had to figure out. It blew out some components in some of the organs. That's what we deal with. My brother-in-law and I tune and fix the organs in the historic churches downtown in Charleston, and three of them got hit really, really hard that we deal with. So we've had to go in and change components and things like that and, you know, put stop blockers and all kind of stuff. Man, it was nuts. But there's nothing they can do because they got everything they got. They got all the rods that's supposed to eat it up. It doesn't matter. If it's a huge one, there's nothing anything anybody can do. It's it. We're done.
Nah.
You know, it's the same way.
And
I'm
like
talking about
lightning,
so we'll
like trees.
Oh, yeah.
And when it strikes a
swirl
tree,
around
it
them and eat them all up? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You could go over that tree. It was a perfectly fine, fresh, healthy tree, and it gets zapped,
and it's
that
over.
Thing is hollow. Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's why these people get struck by lightning and live. I'm like,
Yeah, get that. I don't understand that. It sucks the life out of the tree. Why didn't it suck the life out of you? How'd you get struck seven times? Dude, please don't stand next to me.
Yeah. And everybody's like, well, rubber grounds it. Well, whoops.
Okay.
Hang on.
I'm not walking around in a rubber suit all day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, you mean to tell me the $1,000 worth of Michelins on your car is going to ground out 11 jillion
volts
of electricity?
Gigawatts, right? Exactly.
Not. Hell no.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that stuff is, electricity is one of those things. Electricity and plumbing are two of my, when it comes down to doing household stuff, I'll do flooring, roofing, framing, laying brick. I can do it all. But don't get me anywhere near your plumbing because I'll make a mess.
Nope.
And don't damn sure don't get me around. And I won't go around electricity because I am just too pollo. I am a big chicken. I won't do it.
I'm with you on that. I don't do it either.
Yeah, I've been fried twice. And that was enough for me to learn, you know, to get my attention. So,
yeah. Yeah, I'm good. Wow.
So, speaking of, let's get on with it. Damn right. Tonight.
Get on with it.
Our subject matter. Just learned how to talk yesterday.
Yeah.
Subject matter. Big as my mouth is, I can't speak. Since we've got the Amazing Velvet on here,
yes,
and knowing that the two of us can go at it like hell when it comes down to politics tonight, we are.
Let's roll.
To drift into the quagmire that is the arrest of former President Donald Trump. Now, before this show turns into a red versus blue thing, what I want to do, starting off with this, I'm sure it'll drift that way. I want to start off and kind of say, and Velvet, I beg your opinion because I value your opinion, and I would like to hear what you have to say about this kind of stuff. But here's two little seeds I'll put in the ground, and we'll run off of this and see where the hell things go. Number one, if a half-ass, yes, I said it, half-ass district attorney that makes probably, what, $125,000 a year can serve an arrest warrant on a former president, okay, that's scary, okay?
It is scary.
So where does it stop? Can we now press charges against Dick Cheney and George Bush over the invasion of Iraq? Can we press charges against Bill Clinton? Yo, there's so many.
Yeah, there's so many questions.
And so there's that. And actually another branch of that seed that I'm getting on is, does this lead to other nations? Let's say some guy in Norway gets a damn bone in his ass about climate change and doesn't like Trump. Can he press charges against Trump over some ridiculous ass? Because if we're doing it to ourselves, it gives other countries carte blanche to do it to us, if you understand my meaning.
Right.
So
no, I got you.
That's
no, you're
thing.
Right.
And the other thing is probably more of a statement than it is a question. But you know what the problem is with conservatives, what the problem is with the right, with Republicans, is that we aren't willing. Hey, wait a minute. I say we. Okay, there I go picking sides. I'm sorry. They.
It's okay.
They are not willing to work to get results. And when I say that, is that sometimes, how many times, Velvet, are you going to be in the ring and get hit with a foreign object by the bad guy until you pick the foreign object up and hit the bad guy back? Why was
right.
Stone Cold Steve Austin such a fantastic wrestler? Why was he such a big draw? It's because he was a good guy who fought like a bad guy. So why isn't there some half-ass DA in Kentucky or Utah, Montana, one of these hardcore red states, who just says, hey, 60-some-odd people have dropped dead on Hillary's watch. Or better yet, let me dig here. I want to subpoena for public records Ghislaine Maxwell's black book.
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be the hardest. I know everybody knows what's
doing
in it. Everybody knows what's in that book at this point, okay? Just go ahead and come on and pull it out and lay it out on the line. Bottom line,
great.
That's it.
And then you press charges.
Everybody knows.
Against Bill Clinton, against Hillary Clinton, Because if you could go 30 years back on Donald Trump, and I beg you, please,
yeah,
do not go 30 years back on me, because I was doing some busted shit back in 1993.
Hey,
please don't go digging on me.
Well, let's get into this. First of all, somebody made the comment on one of the news channels, and I tend to agree with this. We're going to be talking about Trump for the next 3 years because of everything that's going on, all the other things he's been charged with, and then that. It's going to take years for this to get out, right? And
yeah.
This DA, even the Democrats are mad right now because they waited. They said, okay, what's the underlying criminal act? What was the underlying crime? He gave them nothing. Gave us all nothing. So in other words, he took a $130,000 payoff that he called a payoff that Donald Trump never made. It was his lawyer. And made that into 34 felony charges. How?
Yeah.
And then there's judges that are on these TV shows looking at it and saying, this is complete garbage. There's nothing there. Okay, now here's the problem. It's going to get past the state first stage because of who, what, when, and where. Meaning all the political mumbo-jumbo and pressure is both on the judge and on the district attorney. So with that being said, it may make it to the next level. And if it does, it's going to get squashed in the next level. But then he's got all this other stuff hanging over his head that they want to get at, which, first of all, why do y'all hate this guy so much?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Well, where was this hatred? Where was all this hatred for the Bushes? Where was all this hatred for the Clintons? Where was all this hatred for Obama? Where's all that at?
Yeah.
They
didn't
okay.
go after Reagan.
What happened?
That's heavy.
No. You know, they were scared of Reagan. They are scared of Donald Trump. That's the bottom line.
Exactly.
See, back then,
exactly.
Back then they didn't have the balls to do it and say anything. Now they do.
That and there wasn't
so
many gullible goddamn people out there as there are now.
Well,
you know, back
in 1980, go ahead. Yeah.
Even the biggest asshole in 1980 had the ability to name state capitals or to tell you who the
right?
state
exactly.
was. But nowadays, people don't even know who the goddamn vice president is, and the whole shtick behind her becoming vice president is that she was a first. It wasn't because she was qualified, it's because she was a first. So they don't even know that end of the business. And people are absolutely, they don't even know. I was watching a video a little while back where a guy was reading quotes to people, and he said, who said that, Biden or Trump? And they would read the quote, and all of them, man, that was Trump. That was definitely Trump. Yeah, man, that was Trump. He goes, nope, that was Joe Biden in 2003 talking about the so-and-so, so-and-so act. And these people look back and forth to another. He goes, okay, well, let me read you another one. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, man, that sounds like something Biden would say right there. Nope. Matter of fact, that was Trump when he was talking about the tax act that he changed back in, you know, blah, blah, blah. And these people, there's eyes. But then at the end of the thing, they still denied the fact. They said,
of course,
we didn't know that. But, you know, Trump's a racist. And I'm going, God damn it, guys. Did you hear
what you hear? You said, right.
You know.
Right. But the problem is, I don't understand how you can go on national television every day as a press secretary and lie to the American people every single day of your life.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's because you bought into everything. You're going to go with the lie. So we're going to go with the lie. That's what we're doing every single day. And that's what they do. It's just stop. Do you not have a brain? Now, let me ask you this. All right, we're on the Trump thing, but I got to backtrack a second. You hit something that sparked my debate, okay? First of all, how in the hell was our great vice president, Kamala Harris, a lawyer and a judge? And then you get in the office and you can't even put two sentences together. And all you do is laugh. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How are you?
The results of
you had to go to law
school.
But you had to go to law school.
I mean, we even have it here in Onslow County. We had it one time where they had a district, and I think there was only 16 voters in the district. So the same guy won it every year.
Right.
Because there was only 16 damn people because that they had. And the damnest thing about it is that you as the common person will look at the voting map and go, that didn't make any damn sense. Well, you know who made that voting map? The assholes you voted for.
Exactly.
So do you honestly think that it's kind of like when you're a parent and you don't want your kids touching something and you tell them, hey, don't touch this, it'll blow up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you vote these people in to their seats. They don't want to lose their seat in office. So what do? They make laws, and they restructure zoning and all that kind of good stuff that guarantees them, almost, by the numbers, of staying in there for as long as they want. And, again, you know, we can do a whole show on term limits, for Christ's sake, but
we need to get back to what we're on. But I mean,
that's how these DAs get in. I mean, DA is in there right now. New York is a shambles when it comes down to the justice system and the court system in New York. It's an absolute shambles. They got people. They don't even try to conceal it. I mean, remember the old saying, the freaks come out at night? They ain't even waiting until damn sunset anymore.
No.
They're walking out in broad daylight, checking people in front of damn subway trains and all kinds of shit like that. And they go in, and they're not even having a bond. They are released.
No. They walk in, walk right out. So here's a 15-minute process, dude.
We're trying to manufacture a case, and I don't give a damn what nobody says. It has absolutely nothing to do with actual criminal activity. It's got everything to do with keeping the man from running for president.
It is.
It's nothing but a cock
block. It's a plain political stunt. And right. And you hit the nail on it exactly. But my thing is, how many, let's see, if we're going to look at his bookkeeping, right? His bookkeeping.
Right.
Why would I put a payoff to anybody in my books? You wouldn't. Ask the Clintons.
Yeah.
I want to see the Clintons' books. If we're going to do that, I want to see their financial books. I want to see how much they paid Monica Lewinsky. I want to know how they paid all them chicks in Arkansas he was sleeping with. Where's all that money?
Well,
okay, help me
out. That had Yemeni donors for her campaign back in 2016.
Yep.
Am I wrong with that?
No, you're
not. Where she took billions from the Middle East.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm going,
she took
wow.
money from everywhere.
And the Clinton Library had a huge donation, air quotes around the nation, from what we deem here as the United States as rogue states. I just...
Okay, let's pull the
And like I
out.
Said...
Exactly.
You don't get to those positions without stepping on some heads along the way. I mean, both of us have been in management. You could probably drift back so many years and think of probably at least three people that you probably didn't do right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's
no,
just
yeah,
to be
absolutely.
Management for a store. That's not to be
fair. Right. That's
correct.
Just a
somebody
fair
who's
assessment.
In Washington, a lawmaker. You know what I mean?
But this is a fair assessment. That's all it is.
Yeah. None of them are clean. But there's criminal stuff, and then there's petty stuff.
This is absolute pettiness.
And not to mention the fact that Hunter Biden's still walking the streets.
They're never going to get convicted. No one's ever going to get convicted because we can't do – nobody can do anything, okay? It's all about Trump. We're all in on Trump. All right, wait a minute. What about the papers, the documents they found that were more damaging at the Biden's house because he took it from the skiff? They don't go out of the skiff.
Yeah.
He's got them.
And
how did he get them?
That stuff anymore.
But how? Because it's to blind you and blur you with the deflection of Trump. So all this other stuff they can sweep under the rug, cover it up, and go, oh, he never had that. They're going to put it right back in the library. They're going to put everything back in the skiff. And while we're all watching Trump over here, they're going behind us, going right through the front door, right past us.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how they operate.
Something else there out there, American people, is while we flip on the news, and I don't care which news racket, because it's not even really
news anymore.
Right. It's propaganda. You know, I speak about it quite often that when the Russians started getting into German territory in World War II, a lot of the German civilians got caught with their pants down. They were like, what are Russians doing here? Because all the information they were being fed was that Germany was kicking everybody's ass in. That's what they were being told. So when the Russians started showing up, German populace was like, what are we doing here? We're winning. Aren't we on the other side of Poland right now? You know, so it was they were getting fed, and it's no different right now. I don't care if you're watching Fox or CNN or PMSNBC.
No, they don't
report the news. They report an opinion, okay?
Yes.
American public is not looking at right now, because every goddamn buddy's focused on this Trump thing, every news channel, what they're not looking at is the fact that gasoline has crept back up
to $3.50 a gallon.
Okay.
And it's getting ready to get worse.
You want to know why it's been $3.50 a gallon? It's because Dingling keeps tapping the damn reserve. Okay.
And we're about to run out of weed. Keep it up.
That is how we fuel the battleships that defend us. That is how we fuel the tanks that defend us.
Yep.
And the jets and the Amtraks and the goddamn aircraft carriers. Okay. We keep taking that petroleum from the civilian or from defense. And I don't give a damn what nobody said. You buy a big beautiful house and fill it up with damn priceless paintings and beautiful furniture and blah, 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 but then you don't install locks on the damn place. That would be the exact same thing with us not having a military that's equipped, is the fact
that we have to be that way.
Yeah. So he keeps tapping the reserve to keep the gas price, air quotes, down. Not down, it's at $3.50. And the damnest thing about it is that the easy solve is to open up Keystone. He opens up Keystone, he wins in 2024. I don't give a shit what nobody says. For all the dumb, crooked, busted-ass shit that man has done, he will win in 2024 if he opens Keystone. All he has to do. All right?
That's it.
But in the meantime, we're so damn busy bullshitting about Trump.
Yep,
that's
what they want. They want you to pay attention to that and not this other stuff. That's it. All the craziness, the backstabbing, the backdoor bullshit, not giving a basically, it boils down to this. Do they not understand? And they don't care. I know they don't care, so I don't even want to hear that part. But they are making it hard on their children, their grandchildren and their great grandchildren who have to stay around and deal with your dumb fucking shit that you just did.
Yeah.
And they have to live with your name behind it too. Think about that.
And here's the thing about that oil. Going back to that reserve issue real quick, if we don't wrap our arms around this, here's what's going to happen. Price of gas is going to go up regardless if we open Keystone, because
right. It
has to be, the bulk of it has to be refilling the strategic reserve. Now,
correct.
One of two things will happen. Gas will go up because we're having to refill the reserve, or Biden is scuttling the ship, and he has no intention of all of running in 24. And let's just say in 2024, DeSantis wins. Let's say Nikki Haley wins. Let's say Donald Trump wins. Let's say Gumby wins because he ran on a red ticket. What happens, though, is that they get a burning building. And,
well, no, exactly.
And Biden knows damn full and well that if the gas prices are at $5 or $6 a gallon, come on the of November of 2024, it's going to at least take halfway through 2026 to get the gas prices back down. And he knows that shit.
I hate to tell you, it ain't going to be $5 or $6. It's going to be more like $8 to $10. It's not going to be $5 or $6.
If that happens.
And then, go ahead.
No, I mean, if that happens, look what COVID did when it comes down to the basic creature comforts. Okay? So what are you going to do?
Well, yeah.
If you run gas to $8, $10 a gallon, you ain't going to be able to go to a grocery store because there's nobody there that can work for $10 an hour and drive to work.
Nope.
The lawyers will get to work. The doctors will get to work. But people at McDonald's, you think somebody working at McDonald's is going to drive to work when the gas is $8, $10 a gallon? Shit, no, they ain't going to do that.
No, they're not.
Absolutely, goddamn not.
And here's another thing. Think about this. The supply chain will get screwed up again because of they can't fuel the trucks to get the products to the stores. Think about that aspect of it.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's too expensive to get the product to where it's going.
Correct. So it's he is trying to scuttle the United States. And here's the bad thing. Do they not understand if they turn the keys over to somebody else, that they're going to go, thank you. Now let's go eat and be merry. And as soon as they eat and be merry, they're going to shoot you in the back of the head, because if you're willing to do that to us, then you'd be willing to do that to them as well. Kill you in order to say, we got the country now. But it's not going to get that far, because I'm going to tell you why. Because they thought they had an insurrection on January 6th. They have not seen an insurrection. The insurrection is the way our forefathers set us up, to where not one person can be in complete control over the country and this and that, and blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? Yeah. How many people you think D.C. police could stop? If 20 million people walked on that Capitol, 20 million walked on that Capitol and took the White House and the Capitol and said, we're scuttling this and we're starting over. You think they're going to stop them? Hell no.
No, because there's probably a 50-50 ratio, and that's probably shooting from the hip on my part, that the cops guarding the place don't agree with the crowd. I've said that about the gun thing. Okay, so when they say we're going to collect every beatos on there, talk about, I'm going to collect your guns. Okay, well, you're not going to do it personally, asshole. I know that because you're going to be in Washington. Who are you going to deploy
first of all,
to go pick
Texas
up guns?
Person, go to Texas first. If you can take a Texas man's gun, then I might give you one of mine. But no, you're not taking anybody's guns. Get out of here.
No. So you're going to, well, we're going to get the police to go do it. Okay, well, you know what's nifty about most police officers, what most law enforcement people that I'm friends with know? You know what they are? They're gun owners. Exactly. So do you think a damn gun owner is going to beat on my door and say, hey, I need to collect your guns with a straight face? Come on, man.
Yeah, right. Exactly, right. Come on, sit down in the house. Come on, sit in the house. Have a beer and cigar, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, if nothing else, they'll come in and look and see what you got. You're like, damn, I've been wanting one of those, you know? But
right.
I'm going to go back and dig up from earlier the motivation of the Russians. What is it? Is it something about the right where they feel like they're lowering themselves? Or is it just a general belief that people will do the right thing, possibly? Why is there nobody on the right doing the exact same monkey business that
I can answer that really quickly. I can tell you that real quickly. Because they know right from wrong. They're not trying to hose bag anybody. They're not trying to lie to the American public. They're trying to be Americans. They're trying to be people. The left has an agenda, has always had an agenda, and it's gotten worse over the last 10 years. So it's all about, you know what? We can scare them, deflect them, and make them look in the other direction while we get away with all this stuff and that nobody even knows what's going on. Then, we have to put something out there like, you go get Trump. You said you were going to get him. You go get him. We need you to do that for the next year and a half, 2 years, so he doesn't become president. Then once it's over, go, there was no crime. That's what's going to happen.
Because if I was a rogue, I shouldn't use the term rogue.
I know what you said. I got you. But it's not going to happen. The right's not going to do that unless they decide they're going to get down and dirty and get down and dirty. And they're not. They're just not going to do it.
But there's so much stuff out there that's right for the ticket.
Oh, and they know it, too. They know it.
I mean, here, I'm not even,
we all know what it is.
In Washington, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not even there. Let me name off a few things. If I was some belly full of gunpowder, a district attorney who had a Trump flag flying in his front yard. Okay. We've got the Pelosi thing at her house.
Yeah.
We've got the Pelosi thing on January 6th, where, oddly enough, her daughter was there filming before the insurrection happened. Okay. Okay, we've got the Ghislaine Maxwell book. And why do you throw that on the blue, Dave? Is because most of their crowd was blue
in
politicians. Okay, there we go. You know, Trump went there too. I get it, but by and large,
he didn't go there. Democrats. He flew on the plane.
Yeah. Okay.
He did not go to the island. He flew on the guy's plane. Yes.
And that's it.
And he admitted that.
You got Hunter Biden. Okay.
Oh my God.
You've got Hillary.
Come on.
Nothing ever happened to Hillary over Benghazi. And that...
No, absolutely not.
She even ratted on herself by saying, God, are we still on that?
I know, right?
Okay.
Right?
So she was never brought up on anything like that. So there's another thing you go. How about we go over to the fine state of Arizona, where a woman who didn't even campaign somehow managed to beat a woman who had thousands, had the whole goddamn country behind her, and still lost governorship of Arizona, okay?
Yep.
How about the situation in Pennsylvania with Mr. Fetterman, for God's sake?
Oh.
His wife is a fucking screwball. There I go, F-bomb. Mom, I hope you ain't listening. I get fired up, man, but his wife is
a screwball. I know, you're doing good. Keep going.
He gets.
Well, she's
going to
be the senator now because he can't do nothing.
It's well, again, they ought to have, if you go to what's the website, politicalt-shirts.com.
Yeah.
They've got a T-shirt that says Biden Fetterman 2024. It's a no-brainer.
That's funny. But here's the
not
here's
real
the
proud,
thing,
but hey, it was funny.
No, but here's the thing. He hadn't done anything yet, and he can't. And I'm telling
he
you.
Wasn't he wasn't even showing up to work. And then
he
goes off for depression, okay? And then they had this
no, that's what they called
him.
It.
And that wasn't even him in that damn picture.
No, they're hiding the fact that he's actually worse off than they thought, okay? That is exactly the problem. He didn't have depression. He's very ill, and he should have never been voted in. Now, here's the thing. What happens to that seat if he has to lose that seat? They're going to have
right.
to run off with somebody.
Yep. And now,
so,
Dr. Oz definitely was not – I don't trust that some bitch no further I could throw him either. But
well, you know what?
Thing, him disappearing and then taking that bogus-ass picture last week, it reminded me
yep.
of the fact I was talking at work. It was just like – the damn Midnight Rider in Florida Championship Wrestling when Dusty
yep.
Rhodes got suspended for beating the shit out of Kevin Sullivan, and we've got the new
yep.
mysterious, you know, and
Midnight
you know,
Rider.
Gordon Sully's yeah, we finally, I've talked to the Midnight Rider, and we're going to have an interview with him coming right after the commercial. And comes back, and, you know, here he comes out here. Gordon Sully, daddy. It's like this.
Right.
My friend, Dustin yeah. Rose, give me a call, daddy. And he said there got to be something to set the record straight. And you're going, damn, I
right?
wonder who this guy is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, right?
And, you know,
exactly.
for me, it insults my intelligence. And I just don't see where blue voters get the same level of if I voted, let's just say for the sake of argument, that I was a genuine Democrat in the state of Pennsylvania that genuinely, and when I use the term genuine, we know what it means. You had your heart, your soul, and your mind in it, and it really meant something to you. You voted for Fetterman. In this kind of, he doesn't show up for work, then he says he's depressed, and then some phony picture of him shows up. How would you feel? Shouldn't you feel disenfranchised as shit right now as a voter?
Yeah, absolutely. Because they, listen, they're not blind. They're just having to toe the party line, and that's all they do. Because they're too loyal to that fault of being a red person, and they don't understand how to rationalize anything at this point because it's already been done for them. This is it. This is it. This is it. That's all you got. X, Y, Z. There's nothing else after that, okay? All you can do is
yeah.
do X, Y, Z. So when you do that and that's all you got and that's all you get thrown on your face every day, you don't know what's going on yourself. This is it.
Yeah.
That box is blue. That box is blue, I'm telling you. The box could be purple or orange, but that's
it
blue.
Is.
Damn it, I'm telling you, it's blue.
Yeah, I'll openly admit it. When Bush won, went in Iraq, okay, my dad was involved in that conflict. He was
right.
actually
right.
he was actually in a – he was one of the first, because dad had an engineering background, he was one
right.
of the first that landed over there, and his job – even though he was in charge of a helicopter detachment at the time, his
mm.
entire career was spent in engineering. And when he picked up Sergeant Major, they put him in an air wing, just the way the Marine Corps does. But he had such a background in engineering that they put him over there in Saudi for the sake of building the airstrips. Okay?
Mm.
So my dad went over there and sucked the nasty air from the oil fields, burning and the whole damn nine.
Oh,
yards,
yeah.
You know? And we got within 50 miles of Baghdad, and we stopped. Okay? For the life of me, I don't understand. Nevertheless, 30 years ago, we move on. Okay? So George Bush, number two, who I voted for in very good faith, okay,
yep,
he goes in there, and the first thing he wants to do is, oh, yeah, well, you pick on my dad, I'll show you. And
right.
Next thing you know, and what has happened, and I dare not say it, because Saddam Hussein was a bad, 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 evil, busted-ass person, okay?
Yes, he was.
But what is Iraq right now? Iraq is a total freaking mess.
It's all a mess.
And, yeah.
And Iran's let loose, and Iran's let wide open loose to build whatever the hell they want. We ain't doing nothing about it.
Right. And the argument is it's a mess we made. Under the
is
whole
a mess
thing
we made.
Of, hey, yeah, under the whole, you know, hey,
absolutely.
This weapons of mass destruction. Now, I will say this. Do I think that Hussein had weapons of mass destruction? I genuinely believe that he had chemical agents, mustard gas, that
chemical,
kind of stuff.
I agree with
but
that.
But these some odd days to get through Congress to invade, that gave him 2 months to move that shit.
Yep.
That gave him plenty of time to get it going. Nevertheless, we go over there to Iraq, and here I am at the house, and I'm watching a bunch of these young guys that are 21, 22 years old, just old enough to buy themselves a beer, coming back with no arms, coming back with their faces half cracked off and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, damn, these guys hadn't even had a chance to screw up in life. And they're already behind the eight ball, serving our country. They're not serving our country at that point. They were over there doing something that we had no business. So here I am, you know, 30 years later, 20 years later, as a George Bush 2 voter. You know, I am disappointed. You know,
very disappointed. I'm with you on that.
I mean, the alternative would have been Al Gore, which Christ knows where we'd be if Al Gore was president.
Oh, my God.
I don't even want to think about that. It was a lesser of two evils. But as a guy who genuinely went in there and voted with my precious vote for George Bush, for him, now, did he handle other things well? I think he did. But the big glaring ass thing was that invasion of Iraq. We got nothing out of it. It was totally unnecessary.
Nope.
We lost a lot of lives. We caused a lot of damage.
Right.
And we walked away.
But the biggest problem right now, with that being said, is there's no action. It's all we're going to sit here and talk and argue in Congress and debate. No. The American people want to see something physically done so they can see it. They're tired of hearing you clamor and jibber-jaw in Congress and fight with the left and fight with the right and blah, blah, blah. And then get something done that we can – that's tangible, that we can see, smell, touch, hear, whatever. We're tired of just talk. And that's not the problem with – that's why these things – like you said, he had 2 months to get rid of stuff. Of course he did, because we're going to sit around and talk about it. What are we sitting around talking for? Just look at the Taiwan issue coming up, right? They had their president, the woman president was here, and we can get together on that as a bipartisan thing for that for this, but we can't do it for other stuff? Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
That makes no sense. Ugh.
And if I'm one of these guys, like Xi, and the thing is about the Chinese, is the Chinese are behind the eight ball right now, too, whether anybody wants to believe it or not. They're kind of in a collective world of shit, too. They just do a better job of covering it up because their media, their media doesn't cheer against the home team like ours do.
Nope. Right.
China's in no better shape than we are at all. Okay. And maybe a little bit worse.
They're just trying to bully their way
through,
that's all. Yeah.
Yeah, because I you don't hear a whole lot about Chinese patriotism. You know what I mean?
No.
Whereas here in the United
States, we still kind of have that.
But if I was Xi, if I was Putin, any of these guys, hell, Trudeau in Canada, if he wanted to bad enough, for Christ's sake, make it like a South right now. In the United States, what are we doing? Okay, the big things, what are the big
things? Arguing
amongst
ourselves while we're doing.
Well, we're bitching upon each other, labeling one another, calling each other names, picking sides, all this kind of stuff.
Correct.
What are the big things right now? We are starving the strategic oil reserve. I'll go back to that. Which means we can't fuel the Navy. We can't fuel the Air Force.
Correct.
We can't fuel the Army. Okay. We've embargoed the production of ammunition so much.
Oh, my God.
That if somebody was to attack country, the catch-up mechanism wouldn't be there. You know what I mean? Just to defend, you're like
really,
a Red Dawn situation. Okay.
Yep.
You know, right now, we're duking it out over whether a 6'2" collegiate male can grow his hair out, tuck his junk, and become the number one ranked female swimmer in collegiate sports. Okay, that's what we're arguing about. And I'll be honest with you, if Xi... Hey, we've been in it enough, okay? And Melvin, you can't tell me. On your staff, you can probably think of at least one guy. Think of one guy that was just a total turd of an associate, and you were just trying to find a way to get him gone. And, you know, he gets in a car accident, and he's in a car accident. You know he's going to be out for the next 3 or 4 days. So what do? You go into his department, and you start pulling dates, and you find three carts of damn out-of-date product. If he was working, you probably wouldn't have done it. But because he was out, he
just
leaves up and said, here's my chance to strike. Okay?
Right.
Why these guys haven't pulled the trigger is just totally beyond me. And the only answer I have for it is because they're all on the payroll, and all this money that's going into Ukraine is just laundering the shit.
Of course they are.
And that's the only reason, because right now, as a country, we are so jacked out of shape because our priorities are so freaking screwed right now.
And they got us going in all kind of directions, though. You got to look. We're looking over here. We're looking over here. We're looking over here. It's all smoke and mirrors, bro. And that's what they want. That's exactly what they want. They want all those smoke and mirrors so we can't pay attention to nothing. They want us confused, dazed, and not being able to put two things together so they can continue to do what they do, you know. And that's just what it is. That's why we're never going to get along until we can fix the entire system of our Congress. We got to get it right at some point. And the way to do that, technically, is to start over.
And the damn thing about it is that, you know, we have such a precious thing in the United States here, and I don't, you know, if you want to carry on about this, that, and the other, that's fine. That's fine. Because if you look at history, As a matter of fact, there was, did you see that one? She wore the kitty cat ears. She was part of the school board and wore kitty cat ears to the school board meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that.
I think it was Arizona. And she said that the Christians,
like,
we need to drift further from Christianity and supporting Christian schools because Christian ideology is very dangerous for people of other beliefs. Okay. All right. So,
yeah, that was a dumb statement. I remember that.
You identify as binary or a kitchen appliance or whatever it is you're feeling that day, right?
Right.
Do you honestly think that Muslim, that the Muslim faith will have a better tolerance of that? Do you honestly think that a Hindu faith, you know what I mean? Let's look at all the, I'm not throwing, you know,
Right.
Wait, look at all the other religions and ask them, how do you feel about this? And all of a sudden, it's why are we throwing rocks at the damn Christians? Because you're constantly trying, like you said, to keep everybody in the smoke and fighting amongst themselves. Because when they're fighting amongst themselves, there's nothing more dangerous.
They're not paying
attention.
Right.
I had a boss years ago that the staff we had in that building, we had 150 people working in the building, and everybody was just tight as a tick in that building. Everybody took care of everybody. I mean, it was just hard to describe the unification in that building. Everybody supported one another. You had a few little squabbles here and there, but by and large, everybody in that building ran that building. You know what I mean? It was a very easily managed building because everybody in there did their job and everybody in there was doing the right thing, and it kind of managed itself, right? Well, this guy comes in and he wants to make all the calls. He doesn't want to be the man. He wants to be the man. He wants to make every decision. He wants to get every win. He wants to be the man. He doesn't want anybody else getting credit for anything. He wants his name on every plaque, okay?
Right.
So what does he do? He comes in. The first thing he does is he goes to the second tier of management and starts telling them, hey, you know, so-and-so said this about you. And so-and-so said that about you. And before you know it, you got all the second tier people.
Yeah.
Fighting, going at one another.
Rambling, fighting, exactly.
Right. So what did that do? Those guys went and their personal staffs, you know, let's say 150 people on the staff and, you know, 40 of them was under one person.
Right.
Then they would start aligning themselves with their manager. All right, man, have a good night. I'll see you in a little bit. So then you had your rank-and-file associates not talking to one another because they worked in other departments because the department manager for the other department talked smack, you know, about which they never really did. But what happened was this guy was able to get in there, and this guy was a compulsive liar, okay, and he was able to get in there and just totally wreak havoc. And it was so easy for him to control things because nobody was unified.
Right.
You know, you walk into a bar. What's the biggest danger with going in and getting into a bar fight? The biggest danger of getting into a bar fight is that the guy you're wanting to get into a fight with, you don't know who he came with. Right?
Nope.
Now, if you find out by himself, his ass is trapped. But if he came in with 12 guys, you're dead.
Yeah.
Right?
You're dumb.
And as long as we're down here as American citizens squabbling amongst ourselves about some of the lower tier issues.
Stuff. Right.
We're never going to get ahead. We're never going to get anything solved, whether you're a blue voter or a red voter.
No, because we can't come together and fix it. We're going
right.
to jab at each other and say, well, you said that. Well, you said that. Stop. We can't, it's not going to get fixed until we can sit down at a table, make peace for 5 minutes, and get something done. And we did that with Taiwan, with that unified front that they had between the Democrats and Republicans today. Okay? A bipartisan thing. It needs to happen more often. You're right. But we got to sit at the table and quit arguing with each other and poking at each other. But until
yeah.
that happens, dude, which I don't see that happening anytime soon, until that happens, I mean, it's going to be a hot minute. And I'm going to tell you what's going to put the damper on that is gasoline. Like you said, we'll go back to that. Gasoline, petroleum is going to be the downfall of this president if he doesn't open up the pipeline. If he doesn't open up the
yeah.
pipeline, then guess what? He's not going to run for 2024. He's going to try to scuttle the rest of what he's got and then walk away. And then they'll never get charged with anything.
And he's already used one get-out-of-jail-free card in the midterm.
Yes, he has.
By
yep.
dropping the price of gas. Okay, so he's already used that card.
He can't do it again
now,
because he's got nothing
yeah.
left.
And, you know, what burns me up, though, a lot of times, you know, when I speak to people and everything, you know, me, I'm a big defense guy, and I admit it. Do I see some military spending? Does it piss me off when I go to a buddy's house that was in the Marine Corps and I see a bunch of ammo boxes in his garage filled with screws and nails? Yeah, because that's my tax money.
No.
Okay. So, yeah, was it going in a dumpster? And yeah, was it trash? And yeah, did he just take it home and use it to put screws and nails in? Yeah, and I shouldn't get that touchy about it, but it's still defense dollars, okay? Yeah, all those little black U.S. government pens that go click, 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 click when you're nervous,
yep.
okay?
Yep.
That's defense money, all right? But when you go and I hear people say, well, it's because I'm big on the environment. And I say, well, I'm big on the environment too. I don't want the earth to burn up. I don't want to be where I can't grow vegetables in my backyard. I don't want animals going extinct. But I do know that the only way as a matter of fact, I may be wrong here, but do they not still whale hunt in Japan?
Yes. And there,
okay, so
and there's also those whales. There's also those people trying to stop them. They still have those boats out there trying to run them down. So, yeah, they still whale hunt.
All the environmental stuff. Do you think China really worries about the environment right now?
Nope.
They're cutting down trees.
Dude, you know how many coal plants they built in a week? Come on.
They just got, and they didn't get busted, but they are deforesting parts of the damn, it's not the Soviet Union anymore, was it? What they call it, the Russian Confederation or whatever now?
Yeah.
They're actually cutting lumber in another country. That's how little they give a shit. So do you honestly think that there is endangered species in throw any starving African nation out on that one.
Okay.
Do you honestly think that any animal in those countries where people are starving to death, that there's an endangered? You want to know how we're able to do what we do, how we're able to put up these wind turbines and how we're able to force electric cars onto our civilian populace and everything? You want to know how we're able to do that? Is through defense. Because if we ain't defending the country, there are no policies to make. So if you're heavy duty on abortion, and I don't care which way you swing on abortion, I don't have a dog in that fight anymore, okay? Do I have, you know, the full-term stuff's totally off the table for me. you know, I can understand in certain situations, you know, otherwise, different conversation. Nevertheless, how do they handle abortion in Saudi Arabia? How do they handle abortion in China? How do they handle abortion in Russia, in North Korea? Okay? Because if we don't defend the country, there will be the guys who are making the damn decisions on all your little pet shit. Like where you pee and your alphabet people rights and your, you know, for all those little pet programs that people have, if we don't have a strong defense, again, it goes back to what I was saying about buying a big house and putting expensive stuff in it. If you don't put locks on the doors, guess what? You're just pissing in the wind.
Yep. Oh, of course. But see, nobody's being held accountable on checks and balances in this country. Nobody. Neither side.
No.
Because it's a shit show to it best. Everything that you just said basically just fell into all of that. Because there's nothing that anybody can really do until something is physically done. Okay? It's got to be physically done.
Yeah.
We can sit here and you and I talk to her blue in the face, but unless we get together out on the street and people see us doing something, then they're like, okay, these guys mean business. But, you know, everything is... You look, all right, let me throw this at you. I'm going to throw a curveball at you. Why do you think Ukraine shooting into Russia? It's war, right? They're attacking your country. Why don't you attack their country? It's war.
Back. Correct.
Why are they not doing that? Oh,
and you have $200 billion worth of American money.
Our stuff.
To buy stuff with.
And our stuff.
Yeah.
And our stuff.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you know, you don't want to kill civilians, okay? Even though they're killing your people, but you don't want to kill theirs. And there's a lot of people in Russia that protested. They had to stop protesting because they were getting arrested. Right?
Yeah.
So what you do, there are some desolate parts of USSR that is not manned. Show them that you have the capability of pinpointing anything by shooting into that area and making them look over there. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a,
right.
It's a smoking gun on both ends. It's a politically driven war at this point, and it's all about money. It's not about, yes, and it sucks. I feel so bad for Ukraine. Because they lost civilians, women, children, all that, right? So first of all, that shouldn't have happened, and it did. It shows you how weak Putin really is, and his people are not trained very good. So why are you not taking advantage of shooting something in his country? I would turn my gun. I would go to the border and just start barraging them. And see what they do.
Well,
you gotta
something
lose.
Else I can't figure out about that whole thing is that on the actual definition of war, okay?
Yeah.
We are not at war with Russia. I have the worst habit of calling them.
No, we are not.
I still call them the Soviet Union. I don't know why I shouldn't do that because
I do too.
It's not. It's just one of those geography things. I grew up saying it, you know.
Right.
But let's just say you come to me and say, you know what, Dave? I've had enough of my wife. I want to kill my wife. And I go, well, hell, man. Well, here's my 9mm. Go do it.
Right. Yeah,
and
right.
You take my 9mm, and you put 4 in your wife's chest. And you go, I appreciate it, man. Thanks. Don't I own, isn't that, though I did not pull the trigger, do I not still have some ownership and some culpability in that murder?
We do.
Okay.
Goodness, Army.
So we send
right.
this stuff over there, okay? And
we're culpable, yeah.
Like you said, I don't know where it's going. I don't know how it's being used, but I do know nothing's burning in Russia, like you alluded to.
No.
So let's go back to World War II. Real easy, okay? You had the English, you had the French, Spanish were neutral, and I say that loosely.
Yeah.
They were
yeah.
non-declared Nazi.
Right.
Right. You had Italy, who, of course, sided with the Axis, okay?
Yep.
And the United States, we're here. We weren't doing shit. We weren't part of World War II. So then what happened?
Nope.
It was on June 6, 1944, or 1941. Sorry, damn, screwed that all up.
Yep.
We went to a place called Normandy. And
yep.
guess what? Now we're in the war.
Yep.
All right. You know, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Now we're in the war. We didn't fight
yep.
the Japanese on anything. They bombed Pearl Harbor. Now.
Yeah.
We're engaging the Japanese. So my point is, with this whole thing with Ukraine, if we are giving $200 billion, do you realize how much goddamn money $200 billion is? If we give $200 billion to Ukraine, that is basically, to me, war.
It is war, and we funded it, and we're in it.
So how is it?
You're absolutely in it.
How is it that Putin, knowing how jacked up the west coast of this country is right now, and again, I will say jacked up because right now the big concerns in places like Portland and Seattle and San Francisco, you know what the big thing is? It's homeless people living in the streets.
Yeah.
Homeless people living in the hotels, and they have laws that say you can't tell the homeless people they have to get out. All right? They are in such a social mess right now, they aren't even think about defending themselves. Why isn't Putin running even a remote amount of the damn Russian Navy to the west coast of the United States right now? Knowing the situation we're in over here, where we're too busy arguing over which bathroom to piss in to defend ourselves.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And you're going, well, he doesn't want to provoke anything. Bullshit. We sent $200 billion worth of loot over there to kick his ass. I'm not siding with Putin
yeah.
at all. My point is we've thrown a punch. It may be an indirect punch. Well, we threw a punch.
No, we threw it. Exactly.
Okay. So I'll even throw a better example at you, Velvet. All right. So you remember the
okay.
old trick where you and your buddy walk by the guy and your buddy has a beef with guy X. All right. So your buddy walks up to guy X and gets in his face. And what do? You get down on all fours behind X.
Yeah, and you push
and your
him
buddy
over right.
shoves
exactly.
him. Okay.
Right.
You didn't throw a punch.
You, right.
you didn't shovel.
Nope.
But you know what you did?
Nope.
You facilitated
yep.
the guy going ass over 10 cups by ducking
Bingo.
Behind him.
Bing. Bingo.
It's nothing different.
We are good at facilitating.
Right
yeah, we're good at it. We're really good at it. But the problem is that here again, you got to get – it's shit or get off the pot. For me, it's that simple. Shit or get off the pot. Do your thing or not do your thing. Quit messing around and poking in this, that. Either get something done or don't do nothing.
Yeah.
That's
and,
it.
You know,
That's
I'm
it.
Tired of measuring dicks with the world. You know, about
yeah.
our military. Well, their military, well, they've got this much.
Well,
they've
we
got that
are
many
weak
planes.
Right now. We ain't got shit. We're weak.
I tell you what to do. Come on out here to Onslow County. And walk to the grocery store and look at a bunch of 26, 27-year-old looking folks. They got one leg. They got one
yeah,
arm.
I know.
Okay. All right. I don't want war with anybody, regardless of whether we kick their ass or not. If you're in a war with anybody, if we go to war with Switzerland, we go to war with Luxembourg, for Christ's sake. If there's one casualty, there's one casualty too many.
Yeah, I agree.
Casualty too many. That's one casket.
I agree.
That's being delivered to one mom and dad. And that's heartbreaking. So
it is heartbreaking.
I don't want any war. I don't want anybody. But I do dig the fact that I know that we are defended to the point, and going back to my lock thing, take, for instance, the firearms I own. Hell, I don't want to shoot anybody.
No, but if I have to in self-defense, I will. Exactly.
I lay down in my bed better at night knowing that I've got four dogs that weigh 300 pounds between the four of them, and I've got enough artillery in this to defend myself. Hopefully, those dogs will do nothing but eat, sleep, and shit, and those guns will be dusty.
Right.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
But I rest better at night.
I agree with
you.
No
one's going to have that.
Correct. We went down the rabbit hole again.
We done it, man. I knew we were going to do it. Damn it, Velvet, we're too good at this stuff.
I agree with you in all aspects of what we're talking about. But like I said, even in our own country, even with our own stuff we're dealing with here, it's shoot or get off the pot either way. Same thing with Ukraine, same thing with Taiwan and China and all that. We have to have a plan. We just can't go, what do y'all want to do this week? That can't happen. I'm just saying, but everything's a smoke and mirror, though. Look over here. Look at Trump. Oh, look over here. You know, look at Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's on 60 Minutes. Oh, my God. Look over here. Gavin Newsom's doing this. Look over here. Fetterman's still in the hospital. Look over here. It's all these things. And they keep piling up.
COVID should have taught us that.
Right?
COVID should have taught us that. How they can distract the whole damn nation. Even a guy like me. You know, hey, for the first couple of months of COVID, I was looking over my shoulder, man. I was nervous.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, damn, I'm out here working at a grocery store for fucking hours. Yeah. You know, it ain't worth dying for. I'll die for seven figures, but I ain't dying for $10 an hour.
Well,
you know, what am I doing?
No. Exactly.
But, of course, after 6 months, I started figuring out, wait a minute, which we're getting, we got to get ready to pinch it off, but I'm going to say something. One more thing in closing is going back to the pressing charges, you know, against Trump. And why aren't we pressing? Where is Fauci right now? Here's a man who damn what he did
trying to kill
us. Treasonous.
Yeah,
it
all
was
of it's treason.
Treason. And
of
he is nowhere to be found, man.
No, he's not. He's laughing somewhere. Oh, and I want to throw something else at you real quick. You were talking about Clay Maxwell and the book and all that. You know that island never stopped operating, right?
Really?
Or somebody else took it over. Yeah, somebody else just took it over. It ain't stopped. That's why the book's not. That's why the book is so important.
Yeah, there's too
just
many.
Just because your leader dies doesn't mean the whole thing has to go down, because nobody went and raided that. They did not raid that island.
No, for crying out loud. I mean, look, Hitler's been dead for what, 90 years now? And you
and
still
somebody
got.
Somebody saw him last week, and someone saw him at Circle K.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, this shit ain't going away.
No. Dude, it's like if you kill a cartel member, there's another cartel member coming to stand up and take that person's spot. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
And they gone to the island and raided the island and got rid of all the children and this and that. They would have known. They did not do that. They didn't
In the
do
meantime,
that. That's why that book is so important.
In the meantime, yep. I get a threatening letter from the Onslow County Tax Department over a $400 trailer that I own, telling me I hadn't declared property for property tax when I just got done paying property tax on said trailer 4 months ago.
Right.
They're sending a they're sending a letter to me about misdemeanor charges.
Nice.
So I had to go to the tax office, and it took me 5 minutes, and I got it ironed out. But nevertheless, over a $400 five-year-old trailer that's sitting right here covered in leaves in my backyard, okay? But yet Al Sharpton owes $4 million in back taxes is eating at the White House, you know?
Yeah,
and
all the time.
You've got this stuff going on, and you know what's going on, and you're not doing anything about it, but you're damn worried about this $400 trailer I got. Kiss my ass.
Yep. That's how it operates, bro. All right.
We got about
we
5 minutes,
it.
Bro. Let's do some,
closing.
That's right,
we made it.
Closing shot.
Yeah, let's do that.
Go ahead and lead off, young man.
All right, well, May 20th, we have our first wrestling show in a year and a half. We're doing in Somerville, South Carolina. It'll be the show Myrtle Beach and Battleground Championship Wrestling having a combination show. So that's going to be awesome. We've partnered up with the show in Myrtle Beach, and we have a contract with them. So we're going to be doing shows with them and their guys and our guys. So it's going to be fun.
Oh, awesome.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be all over the place. In South Carolina, hopefully in North Carolina, too. So we're looking at that. But May 20th at the Cultural Center in Somerville, South Carolina, if you're within earshot, you want to come, May 20th. We're working on the bell time at this point. But I'm thinking it's going to be 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're not going to do a late show, being that people want to do stuff after, you know, they don't want to go to a show at 8 o'clock and then the rest of their night's ruined because they wanted to go do something else. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
You know, you can only keep the people's attention and the kids' attention so long. So we run about a 2-hour show, which is not bad. So, and, yeah, we're doing that. And I'm still, I have my good 4 weeks off of my treatment, my chemo treatment. I had to go back on Monday and had the box taken off today. I'm all right. I know I'm going to crash at some point, but I feel okay. Plus, so that everybody knows, Velvet's playing old man basketball. And my old man basketball team, actually, we won our first game, and we won it against the biggest, the best team in our league, the number one team in the league. So we beat them by one. We were up by almost 18 points. I think it was 18 points at one point, and we almost lost the game.
Wow.
That sucked. But we did pull it out in the end. But anyway, that's all what I got going on. If there's other stuff, I'll relate to you, and you can put it on if I don't come on, you know, for a couple of weeks. You know, we'll see what happens. I'm going to try to be a regular again. But, yeah, I had fun tonight. It was good. I think it was very informative, and it wasn't taken out of context. Hopefully nobody will take it out of context.
No.
Hopefully they'll be with an open mind if they listen to this and say, you know what, that's right.
So yeah, give
we'll
us some
just
thought.
Go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at it through the black and white lens. Quit using the emotions, you know. But,
right,
yeah, it was
exactly.
Great to have you here, man. And I'm going to hit you up later on this week about that wrestling show because I know we're supposed to be heading to D.C. in May and I'll have to tell you the story later on, but I found out my granddaughter, Johnny Gill, who used to sing with the New Edition. Well, he still sings with the New Edition. My granddaughter is dating his son right now.
Oh, wow.
So, I'll have to tell you
the
whole story behind
that. My son's second grade AAU basketball team has Muggsy Bogues' nephew on it. He looks just like him.
Oh, for crying out loud.
It
yeah,
was
we're
funny.
Supposed to be going up to D.C.
So
to meet them and see a concert
in
the Nine Yards.
Hey,
but
hey, take advantage of that, bro. That's nice.
Yeah, man. And he's a fine young man, from what I understand. Very yes sir, no sir, and I'll take it. So that's all I ask. So on my end of things,
yeah.
Just want to say a big, huge happy birthday to Sergeant Major Bob Atwell, my dad. Happy birthday to my dear, dear, wonderful mom, Marie Atwell, and a big happy 54th anniversary to the young bunch of newlyweds. Celebrated last week. I would be lost without my folks. I can talk about my folks all night long, and they kicked my ass when I needed it, but they caught
there
me on
go.
A fall when I needed it just the same. So lots of love their direction. Now, real quick, before we go, Sunday, Easter, and I know it's all about eating jelly beans, Cadbury eggs, and hiding Easter eggs and everything, but I want everybody to take this. I know we put a lot of energy into Christmas, okay? We put a lot of energy into Christmas, and that's our Lord and Savior was born to this world. But more importantly, Easter to me is probably more important, because if it was not for Easter, we would be damned for our sins. And the sacrifice that was made is the reason why we can be who we are. We can make the mistakes we do. So if you would, on my behalf, Sunday, just take a minute. Just say a quick thanks. Ain't got to be nothing elaborate.
Yeah.
You ain't got to go do anything big. Just recognize that there's a higher force that did a lot of good things in the worst way and made the biggest sacrifice so we can be dirtbags here. And I think we've kind of lost. You know, Easter's kind of fallen back on the list when it comes down to stuff. It's not as commercially, but Easter to me is probably the most important one. And like I said, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
If keep the faith, the faith will come to you. So that's enough of my sermon. I better get in there and get the British lady before I bleed into the next show.
Get warmed up. Yeah, let's not do that.
Now that we're live now, we've got to be on time for class. All right, let's see here. Spectrum Internet, are you still up and running? Yes, we are. Hot diggity damn. All right. Velvet, much love, brother.
Yeah.
Appreciate you joining me tonight.
Man, you
I have
too,
a blast.
Brother. Yeah, man.
Always
good
to have you here,
man.
And I'll talk to you soon.
I love being here. You soon. All right, buddy.
Happy Easter, everybody. And remember,
Happy Easter.
God is good. Don't forget that.
Yes, he is.
And,
all day long.
We will talk to all you good folks, unless we pissed you off tonight. Next week,
we didn't.
Pop culture stars. Yeah, no kidding. So, British lady.
Hit
come on,
well,
where you at, baby? Okay, I know British lady. I'm working on it. All right. Well, good evening from Pop Culture Stars. Velvet, talk to you soon, brother. Love you.
Good night. Yes, sir. You know it. Love you, too.
And British lady.